Thank you, Dr. Max. Thank you very much. It's a really nice introduction. And isn't it a most wonderful day, friends, to be South African today? I can just imagine the children who are going to be named Cameron and Chad and Chris Kyrgios to go down the road. And I also hope by the end of the Olympics that there are many little Custers and Oscars and that guy who rides his BMX so wonderfully. I think it's a fine, fine day. So I'm going to start. It may look to you like I've lost my way. I'm very honored to be here, to honor a man, to do a lecture in his name of somebody who practiced his freedom and fought for it when it was a much, much tougher thing to do. So it's going to feel good to you for moments like I've lost my way here. Like I'm talking about stuff that you didn't come to hear. But trust me, I'll get there eventually. My key point is, like Amartya says, that development is freedom. And that's the entire theme of my discussion. So there'll also be music in bits, and I hope that you can help me identify this first song. Thanks for finding the sound button. So that's Slicker, and his song has caused a stir. It's called Blacks Are Fools, and let me tell you, in some circles that some of you know, it's caused a stir that's almost bigger than the spear. And his premise is this, is that 18 years after freedom's come, what the hell? Why is life still so bloody difficult for the black majority? Is it apartheid? Is it colonialism? Or is it incompetence and corruption of this, our government? It's probably all three. The message is very clear to me in that song. Development is freedom. Without development, there is no freedom. So by 2014, when we celebrate 20 years of democracy, where will we be? Here's another view to Slickers, and it's brought to us by the analyst J.P. Lundman, who I heard speaking last week. He's a guy who enjoys shooting down conventional thinking. And J.P.'s core thesis is this. The country is wealthier and has achieved better rates of growth than the apartheid state managed in the final two decades of its rule. In his words, these are not mine, so it turns out the darkies are way better at governing than the whiteies. It has used this money well. There are now about 16 million people on grants of some kind. For me, a meaningful form of Ubuntu. It's kept our country stable and has given poor people a strong sense of dignity, and it is, for me, a form of democracy. Our money managers have done this so well that they've kept these social welfare payments at a constant 3.7% of GDP while pushing up the number consistently to reach the 16 million. We are not a welfare state by any measurement. So if you add to this the substantial public housing stock that's been built over the past 20 years, and well, Slicker may be wrong, although I wouldn't say that in front of him. It's said often that revolutions in the arts, a reawakening, a flourishing, reflects the growth of nations, the progress of countries. So where are we? In film, there's Othello burning. There's Framed, Intersections, Man on the Ground. There's a Western being shot in the Karoo. There's global casting to play the role of Mandela. It didn't go to a local person. There's the makers of Ukama Nkarlitsha doing La Boheme, I believe. Cape Town, as I'm sure you well know, continually makes the list of the world's coolest cities, and we all understand why. And then there's this. I also think they're awful, but maybe some of you don't. And that's the Unword, last seen, I think, making advertisements in New York and being thrown through adoring crowds.